have any words after your big match? Close?
Man, I'm just... Chevrolet's a fucking man. Like, I really feel like I was a made man tonight, and... I'm emotional as fuck, dude. I'm just so happy to be CWF. These people, my fucking family, and I didn't have one. I'd bust my ass for all of them, especially fucking Trevor Lee. He's the fucking man. I thank everything he ever fucking did for me.
All right. Thank you, Kane. Very proud of you. What's up, everybody? It's John Filipavage. This is the second season premiere of the CWF Road Diaries. And those are the words of a very exhausted, very emotional Kane Justice right directly after the CWF Rumble. I was shocked. I had no idea that Kane was going to go that far. I genuinely am proud of the guy. All of the content you're going to hear this season was taped over CWF Fan Con weekend, which you might know a lot better as CWF Rumble weekend, because that's the whole point of us going. I just want to thank CWF so much. Jeff, Danny, Brad Stutz, Grant, and a million other names. I'm hopefully each week going to mention a few. Made FanCon possible. They made it special. The people who got to be there this year got a real great treat because we had so much buy-in. There might have been more CWF personnel. You know, there absolutely was more CWF personnel there than fans. And it's not because nobody showed up. It's just that everybody from CWF, from, you know, the guy who sweeps up to the trainee to the top guys, just showed up, hung out, participated. They made it special. I'm sure we're going to get into it more as the season goes on, but thank you all so much. JB and I are going to get together in the next week or two and talk, but we plan on having the second annual, or possibly the first. I heard Pete Schumacher talking about my reference to it being the prequel. Yeah, we got our stuff kind of in order. We learned a lot of lessons, a lot of good stuff, a few bad ones from me that I'll get into as the season goes on. That they're not bad. It's just funny stories where things just didn't quite work out. This week, we got Josh Bear. Josh, a lot of you don't know, which is why I wanted to have him on the show. Josh is somebody who I became friends with over the summer when we had a crazy trip together in the CWF van, bus, whatever you want to call it. Josh has been a referee. He is the second camera. He works with Grant Sawyer extensively. He has been around and done a lot of cool things. And I wanted you guys to get to know this guy because I know him and he's there's stuff I learned in this interview that was really cool. I want to thank Place to Be Nation for again hosting us, and also because they allowed us to expand the audience. Brad at Place to Be Nation just sent me the coolest email when I asked him about another offer that we had. So not only are we on the Place to Be Nation PWO feed, we are debuting on the PW Ponderings feed. I am so happy to be a member of the PW Ponderings family as well. Those guys have been great to us. Those guys were the lead sponsors. They were the title sponsor of CWF FanCon. I hope we have a great relationship with them going forward because it's been awesome so far. Enough of me. Let's get to the episode. I am so excited. It's me sitting down talking with Josh Bear. This is cool for me because part of the reason I wanted to do CWF Diaries was because I wanted to introduce people to personalities and people around CWF who others don't know. And this is somebody that a lot of you don't know. This is a guy that I became friends with thanks to 48 hours of hell together, which we may get into. But a lot of you guys don't know this person, and you should. This is Josh Bear. We all know Grant. We had him on season one, Grant Sawyer. This is the other guy who does the camera. This is your ringside shots that you love. A lot of the shots I do love because I know when it's you. This is Josh Bear. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
There's a bunch of other stuff that you do that I sort of know of, and then other things I probably don't that we'll get into. So my first question is, how did you find CWF and get involved?
Well, I was their first Battle of the Bus they had for the kids over in Burlington. Yeah, Boys and Girls Club. And they had that with Sergeant Slaughter there. They were trying to raise money for the bus, and I just like saw a flyer in town, headed over to the Boys and Girls Club, and there was CWF. And just fell in love with it, man. It was cool. I've always been like indie wrestling around here. I used to go to the Armory when used to come there, like CWE or something like that. And they didn't really come there anymore, so I was trying to find places, and I found that. And then the Rumble was actually my first official show inside this building. I was just thumbing online and just saw CWF Rumble, and Royal Rumble is my favorite thing in WWE, so I was like, oh, I got to go see this. It was an awesome card, man. I fell in love with it. It was Matty and Eric for the heavyweight title, and then it was Zayn winning the Rumble, which was really cool. First time I saw any of those guys, and I just fell in love with the product. Ran into Stutzy at KFC of all places where I was working, and I told him, I said, hey man, I want to get in this business. I want to wrestle, I want to ref, I want to do something. I want to get behind the scenes because it's a passion. It's something I've always loved. And he's like, hey man, come to the Sportatorium, and came here and hadn't left since.
So what's your relationship been like with Grant? Like, I kind of want to get into the fact that you're the second camera on almost every show. How'd you get there?
Well, when I first started off, I was doing security. Steve Z-Band was still coming. He had to take some time off, I think. And Grant took me on a road trip, man. They were going up to Matt Houston's. They were doing something up, I forgot where we were at. And it was Matt Houston's show. And he's like, hey, you want to ride in the car with us? I was like, yeah, man. And biggest thing in wrestling I've heard all over, if you got a chance to get in the car with somebody, take a road trip. You know, and Grant's like, how do you feel about doing camera? And I was like, I don't know. Never done it before. And he's like, you know, it was a really small ring too. It was, oh man. I was putting me up on the corner and I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm hanging on for dear life the whole show, like afraid to death. And I remember it was George South and Demolition Axe. And they whipped into my corner and I about fell off the side of the ring. I was like, oh God. And Grant, you know, Grant comes to me afterwards. He goes, man, for first time footage, it was really great. You know, it was definitely needs work. But it just started from there. He started putting the camera in my hand at the shows and just kept giving me tips like, hey, this is, you need to tweak this, you need to do this, you anticipate this. Kind of taught me how to anticipate shots, where I needed to be, where the flow of the match was going, and just kept giving me compliment after that. He's just like, hey man, for not knowing anything about camera work, you're doing really good. Thank God, because I have not cut out to be a professional wrestler. I found out real quick I'm out of shape and I am horrible at it. But I just have a love for this business, and he just put the camera in my hand, and I was just, it's great. You know, he just kept giving me pointers. Our relationship's great. I mean, he's only got aggravated with me a couple of times, like, get over there, and you know, then afterwards he'd be like, man, I'm sorry, I apologize. And I'm like, it's good, man.
He's too damn nice.
Yeah.
No, and I mean that as a compliment, because he's stern, but he gets across like what he needs to. And then right away he wants you to know, hey man, I still love you. And I think that's really cool. How long have you been the second camera with him? I know you don't do every show, but it's almost every show. Have you been here the entire worldwide era?
Yeah. The first few episodes worldwide, I wasn't here because I missed a few shows. But after that, I've been here since probably a little before the 10th episode. So I've been here pretty much for pretty much the whole worldwide era. And it's just been really phenomenal being able to see your product on YouTube like that, having things on ESPN, and you know, been missing a little lately because of work and everything, but it's just been really cool just seeing over 100 episodes and just what it's become, and just like the many people that watches that stuff, because I've had people I've worked with, they're like, oh man, I've seen that on YouTube, you know, I've seen worldwide, and it's just been really great. I've been doing it, I think I started Battlecade 14, so that was 3 years ago. I think I started probably around November, December-ish. Camera-wise, it was probably about in January of the next following year, because I remember that Battlecade in particular because Jeff Hardy was here. It's been fun. I hope to keep doing it.
One of the things that I think is really, you reference it, but the fans listening to this, they're not going to be able to see your hands. Because I know exactly what you're talking about when Grant will, like, throw his hands. I wish there was a visual component at this moment, because Josh is laughing too. He knows. I love watching. Grant produces the show live because it's a small promotion. Like, he's not sitting with a headset on in a trailer outside of the building. It's him shooting the main camera up on the ramp, and then Josh is down on the other side. So he's giving you, yeah, hand signs, and like when things break apart, like how much, what have you learned from his hand signs? Like, how much do you guys talk before a match where he'll come over and he'll go, hey, for this one, if it breaks apart, you follow this guy, I follow this guy, or something like that.
It doesn't happen very often. Like Grant, we've pretty much kind of read each other now. We know each other, and he kind of knows where I'm going to be. I kind of know where he's going to be. If it's something really special, like especially for Rumble type weekend that we're in right now, you know, he'll be like, hey, make sure you get this. Hey, make sure you're right here. Make sure you get this expression. Make sure you get this move, or this is very important to the story, so make sure you're in that position. It doesn't happen a lot. Most of the time it's just, you know, hey, you know where to follow the action, but if there's any pointers that I might need, that he'll give it to me. You know, I get the occasional, especially when I started off, you know, if I was in the wrong position, you know, I get the occasional, you know, he'd be pointing with a stern face like, get over there, you know, or something like that. And watching him on the apron is my favorite thing. If something goes wrong, you can tell. If something goes right, you can tell. Grant, if something's running a little long, you can tell. It's pretty hilarious because, you know, because Grant makes these great facial expressions, and he always says he loves videotaping me because I make some too, because I mark out like the best of us, especially for big moments. I'll start beating on the mat or something like that that people have seen before, and I'm like, sorry, my camera shot was messed up because I got too excited. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you know, you can kind of see, like we talked about before, it's hilarious watching him on the apron because he's got so much stuff going on at once. He's you know, videotaping, and he's trying to be in the right position and, you know, make sure everybody else is too, so.
Which is tough, and I'll let everybody in on a secret that, because Grant's my friend and hopefully he won't kill me, but I'm sure he'll mention this. When you guys see that diagonal shot from the loft, which is sort of like a hard cam shot, but not really, that's because both Josh and Grant didn't have a good shot of what was ever going on at that moment. So that's a transitional moment. And yep. Like last week, I heard Eric starts talking to Grant and distracting Grant. And I'm like, my friend looks at me and goes, is that Grant? I go, yeah, that's Grant because he's holding the camera. And the next thing you know, you see the diagonal shot because, and I go, look, and I pause and I said, Eric is talking to him so Grant can't see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you see a pan to the wide shot, it's either it was the better shot or neither one of us had a good shot. So it's usually, that's when you get that wide angle view. Or if for some reason that's the better shot at that time. But yeah, Grant, it's easy to get distracted. He's got a lot going on because, you know, battery could fail, something else could go wrong, you know, Stutzy needs him or something like that. So it's fun watching him and Grant, you know, or when we see a big move or something that kind of hits us, we're like, or we make facial expressions. It's pretty funny.
All right, and that was part one of Josh Bear. We'll have Josh on next week again with part two. Got to thank Poddington Bear. Go to poddingtonbear.com. They do our theme. They're amazing. We want to thank our two feeds. We got two feeds now. We are on Place to Be Nation, the PWO feed, to thank Place to Be Nation. We're also now new on PW Ponderings. Real happy about that. What else we got this week?
What about me, John? You're not going to plug me? You're not going to plug CWF Mid-Atlantic? You're not going to plug Stutzy?
Okay. Well, at Stutzy.
At Stutzy, Stutzy, on the Twitter machine. At CWF Mid-Atlantic on Twitter. You got to plug Pro Wrestling International, our governing body, at PWI Pro. You're not going to plug Grant? At Statmark, our technical director, the man that makes CWF Worldwide happen. And you're not even plugging CWF Worldwide. CWFWorldwide.com. New episodes every Wednesday. Hosted by CL Party. You didn't plug CL Party.
That's true.
At CL Party on the Twitter. And if you want to come see CWF Mid-Atlantic live, you got to visit CWFTickets.com to get your tickets to come to the Mid-Atlantic Sportatorium to see CWF Mid-Atlantic. God, Johnny P, you didn't even plug the Sandwich Squad.
Sandwich, I heard Sandwich.
Plug the Sandwich Squad. It's
at Sandwich Squad, M-M-I-C-H Squad, and at Mecca 314, and at Rampaging Beast.
Oh, thanks, Mecca. Man,
thank
I
you, man.
It,
so, Johnny P, what kind of sandwich sponsorships we got on this show?
Is there catering for this show?
There's, no, we don't, I don't have any, I mean, we're just, this is only the second season, guys, we're just starting out.
There's no sandwiches?
There's no food?
No, I thought you guys were just hanging out.
Nothing to eat?
Is it booze?
There's, I don't have anything.
Are there any women?
I really don't have any women.
I'm out.
This podcast sucks.
All right, guys, we'll try to do better next week. See you then.